Hello again. I'm glad that you're returning to Jacko Stackology for another episode. I want to start off with a quick disclaimer. No worries. This is not going to be as long as the one in the first episode, but if you have not listened to episode one, please do so. It includes the long form disclaimer that will hold true for this episode and all future episodes of this podcast. So by listening to this episode, you do agree that you have listened to the first episode and understand and agree to the terms of that disclaimer. In quick summation, this podcast is meant to be for educational entertainment. I am not a medical doctor or a licensed therapist, and you're not going to use any of this information to treat yourself or other individuals for medical purposes or otherwise. These terms apply to my guests or affiliates, and as always, I encourage you not to take anything I say as truth at face value, but rather to do the research for yourself. Okay, cool. So again, welcome back to Jacko Stackology, the podcast for people interested in popular topics in neuropsychology. Those of you who know me from TikTok probably saw the video where I asked about ideas for what people wanted to hear me discuss. The comments section exploded with many ideas ranging from the effects of meditation on the structures of the brain, to PTSD and CPTSD and memory loss, and just about everything in between. So we definitely have in store for us quite the adventure ahead as we enter into future episodes. However, one of my followers on TikTok, who goes by the handle WallScribble, noted that it might be important to speak about the main areas of the brain and their primary functions. I think this makes a lot of sense because it'll give me the ability to use this information as a sort of foundation or a scaffolding upon which to build in later episodes. So without further ado, this episode is dedicated to teaching you a little bit about the various basic parts of the brain and a few other important neuroscience fundamentals. It's important to note that I'm not really sure how long this will take to get to the level we want to be at, so this may be one or two episodes, so just be prepared for that. I might have to stop at some point and start the next episode to continue on. So one of the more important fundamentals that we need to have down before we start talking about the brain is anatomical directionality. This concept of anatomical directionality gives us the ability to use terms to describe parts of the brain, their locations to one another, and sometimes even their location in relevance to themselves. Although these terms are fairly simple in meaning, their use can be sometimes a little bit tricky. I'm going to try to go over the main terms, and I'll be using them throughout this and future episodes. The first thing of note is that there are three customary orientations for viewing the brain. Although these are hard to describe over a podcast, they're going to be important for talking about directionality, so please refer to my YouTube channel if you'd like to know more. There's nothing up there right now, but I will probably go over this again in an episode using like visual aids to hopefully get these ideas across. I know they can be hard to understand just by listening, but I'll do my best. So we call these orientations viewing planes. They're called planes because it's easy to imagine looking at the cross-section of a brain as a flat surface. So we use these to help us understand the structure of the brain in three-dimensional space. The first of these is called the horizontal plane. This plane divides the brain into upper and lower parts. You can sort of think of like cutting the brain in half horizontally and then looking down at it from a bird's eye view. Next, we have the sagittal plane. This is the plane that bisects the brain into right and left halves. So you can think of like cutting the brain in half down the middle vertically, and then being able to look at either the right or the left side from the inside of the brain. Again, these planes can be a little bit hard to understand as I'm describing them. It might be hard to make like a mental image of what I'm trying to say. So hopefully, with my YouTube channel, I'll be able to make a video based on the same segment. You can go refer back to that if you have trouble understanding those. I do have another set of terms to describe directionality, but I think these will be a lot easier for me to describe and for you to understand what I'm talking about. So I'm going to go over those for you now. The first term I'll talk about is ipsilateral. This term refers to parts of the body that are on the same side of the body. So for instance, your right eye and your right arm are ipsilateral. Your left arm and your left leg are also ipsilateral. Contrary to that, obviously, is contralateral, which is a term to describe parts of the body that are on opposite sides of the body. So you could say that your right eye and your right, your right eye and your left eye are contralateral to one another. Or, for instance, your right arm and your left leg are contralateral to one another. Next is the term superior. I think most people are familiar with this, but it means above. Oftentimes when we're talking about in the brain, it might mean sort of dorsally. I'll talk about dorsal in a second. Next is the opposite of that, or inferior. Typically it means below. And then we have the term basal. So a lot of structures in the brain sort of extend from a region, and that region from which they extend is sort of like a base, right? And so when we talk about a structure that's near that base, we refer to it as being basal. The next term I have for you is anterior. Oftentimes people use the term rostral. I will almost never use the term rostral. I will probably throughout this entire podcast use the term anterior, but they both mean the same thing. Basically towards the head. Here's where we have to talk about a quick distinction between humans and other animals. So these terms can be applied to just about any animal that exists. However, it's important to note that most animals sort of walk on four legs, their body is horizontal, and then their head looks straight ahead. If humans were set up that way, we would walk bipedally, right, where we walk upright, but we would be staring straight up at the sky. So instead of staring straight up at the sky, at the base of our skull, our spinal column sort of kinks at a 90 degree angle, and we look straight ahead of us. So it's important to note that these next terms, you know, that I'm going to be talking about, such as the anterior, to the body in the human means something different than to the head in the human. And that's just because we have that 90 degree kink. This can sometimes be a little bit difficult to understand, but you know, work this around in your brain a little bit and mull it over. Hopefully you'll get what I'm trying to say. So anterior means toward the head in most animals. For humans, it means toward the head in relation to our body. But when we're talking about our actual like brain, it means towards the front of the brain, right? So more towards the face. Next is posterior, oftentimes also referred to as caudal. I will probably never use the term caudal throughout this podcast. I will probably only use the word posterior, but they basically mean the same thing, which is towards the tail in the body. But for the human, in relation to the brain, we use it to mean toward the back of the brain. Next is the term medial, which means toward the middle. We use this to refer to the parts of the brain that are headed towards the middle of that section. A similar term to medial is proximal, which sort of means near the center in reference to the body. I will likely almost never use the word proximal. I will probably only refer to things as medial. Next, we have lateral, which is sort of the opposite of medial. It means towards the periphery, or sometimes people use the term distal, which means like towards the extremity or towards the limb. So I will probably never use distal. I will always use lateral. There might be a rare occasion where I use these other terms, but for the most part, when I'm talking about things, I'll talk about laterally. The next two terms are a little bit funky. They are afferent and efferent, and they are always used in relation to a specific structure. For the purpose of like neuroscience and my podcast, I will almost always use them in reference to the brain itself. So when I'm talking about afferent nerves, I'm talking about neurons that carry information to a region of interest. And like I just said, that region of interest is going to be the brain. So typically afferent neurons are your sensory neurons. They are bringing sensory information in to the brain. And then efferent will be the opposite of that, right? We're using those neurons to carry information away from the area of interest or the brain. And typically those will be motor processes. Finally, we have two more terms, dorsal and ventral. These are opposites of each other. Dorsal means toward the back, in the body, in reference to the body. But for the human brain, we use dorsal to mean towards the top of the brain. And ventral means toward the belly, in relation to the body. But for the purpose of the brain, we refer to things as ventral when we are talking about the bottom of the brain. So when I say ventral, I mean towards the bottom of the brain. So to end this little segment, I just really want to reaffirm that all these terms are relative. You use them to discuss different parts of the body in context to one another. For instance, you could consider my hair to be dorsally located from my eyebrows, or you can consider my nose to be ventrally located from my eyes, right? Or even medially located from my eyes. So with that, we're at 11 minutes now. I think I'm going to go ahead and end this episode, because when I'm talking about neural mechanisms or concepts, I think it'll be important to kind of keep these within bite-sized chunks. So please catch me in the next episode, where I will continue to talk about some of the more important concepts that we need to understand before talking about parts of the brain and their functionalities.